morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you, my friends. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're in the second hour on this Thursday morning. So glad to have you tuning in, and what a delight it is to be on the radio each and every day sharing with you great stories and what's happening in our communities. And last hour was amazing, getting to know a little bit about the Dallas area. And we live in an incredible place. The Willamette Valley is known for just the richness of not only the agriculture and with the vineyards and all of the fruit trees and all of the wonderful attributes that we live. We have the mountains real close. We have the ocean real close. And it's just an incredible place. Not only that, but we have the most amazing treasure in people. And getting an opportunity to visit with Jim and getting to know him and all of the others that we've had through the air since I've started in March. It's just been a real privilege to get to know so many amazing people. And many of you that are listening right now, I've had an opportunity to meet you. And if I haven't met you yet, I look forward to things that we're planning in the future to kind of do meet and greets and get to know those of you that are listening. And it's important to me. And it's important that we stay connected. And I love hearing from you in your emails. You've been sending me emails, giving me insight, and I appreciate that so much. And you're welcome to do so. Stacy at KSLM.news. Continuing on, I want to say thanks to our friend Bill Sunderland, Country Financial Sunderland Agency, for all that he's doing to help support the morning show. Thank you, Bill, for that. And I want to encourage you, if you have insurance needs, maybe business insurance, personal, you're wanting some financial planning, Bill is a wonderful person to come alongside of you and help you with that. Bill Sunderland, Sunderland Agency, 503-885-0789. You can also find him on his new website, sunderlandagency.com. Well, we want to get in contact with you. If you have a small business, you have a business here in the Salem area, there is a grant funding right now available with businesses that have been impacted by COVID. And as I drive downtown and I see a lot of for lease signs in the store windows, it concerns me of all of the businesses that I've heard that have closed down. And it's a variety of businesses, not just the food businesses, although there's a lot of food businesses, but a variety of businesses have not been able to make it through this COVID time. And in an effort to continue to bring information to you, and certainly those of you that you know that are in business that may be struggling, other businesses are doing fine. They're doing well. We certainly know our big box stores are doing fine, right? And they've been able to get through weather the storm, but our little mom and pop businesses, oftentimes I like to call it little entrepreneurial exercises in downtown Salem, you know, to stay and support them and shop and think about what can you do to support them as we move into Christmas season, right? And trying to help them grow their business during this time. Well, I'm very proud that Salem has come up with this grant funding, and I want to read it to you. Additional grant opportunities are now available, and this is right off of the citysalem.net website. Additional grant opportunities are now available for local small businesses and nonprofits impacted by COVID-19. The City of Salem has approximately $150,000 in business grant funding available for Salem businesses and nonprofits. Business Oregon also recently made available an additional $1.2 million for businesses in the Mid-Willamette Valley. If you are a Salem area business or a nonprofit that has not yet accessed this funding, you can do so now. And there's all of the information there listed in the website. And so I thought it would be appropriate that we call in, and it's someone that I've had in the studio before. Actually, her business has been awarded an award of the best of in Salem, and she came in right after that came out, and I'm excited to have Rebecca in the studio. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
How are you? Pull that mic a little closer to you there. There you go. Hi.
Good morning. Hello.
Are you a morning person?
No.
I know this to be true, as I've had an opportunity to get to know Rebecca over the last few months, and she's kind of a night owl a little more so, and I'm more the morning person, but she is super, she is a treasure, and we've really come to get to know her. Terry and I enjoy her friendship, and we've had an opportunity to hang out with her a little bit. And Rebecca, you know, your little business, let's talk a little bit about it. What's the business that you have downtown in Salem?
I have a women's resale shop that's been open actually since 2014, where I opened it in Silverton.
Mm-hmm.
Then I moved it to the Reed Opera House, but now I'm over by the historic Elsinore Theater, two doors down. And it's just exciting. It's growing, even with COVID going on. It's growing, and I'm really excited. This is my seventh year, and I'm very proud of that.
Well, and the neat thing about this shop, I have been a fan since I lived in Oregon way back in the day of kind of resale clothing and getting a good value of name brand clothing at a reduced price than just buying it off the rack in a retail store. You have such a knack of going and finding clothing, high-end name brand clothing that's been previously loved. All these nice terms of basically used clothing, right?
Uh-huh.
And you go out on a journey and you find these and bring them back. What's that process like? What's that adventure like?
It's kind of like all over the place, really. Sometimes I just go thrift store shopping. Sometimes I go garage sales shopping. Sometimes I go to where I really have done well this year is where they do the big rummage sales at
mm-hmm.
the churches.
Mm-hmm.
I just go in and start digging
mm-hmm.
for the greatest stuff I can find.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of stuff in my store has tags on it.
Right.
Lots.
Never worn.
A pretty darn good portion of my product is new.
Well, and how did you get this idea 7 years ago to start a resale shop like this?
It was actually before this. I was in college, and I graduated when I was 48 years old. It's funny because I talked about opening a clothing store when I was going to school at Chemeketa. And I think people thought I was full of crap. But anyways, this is funny because I've had several people that I went to school with walk in my doors and go, I'm not just one person said
mm-hmm.
this. Oh, you actually did what you said you were going to do.
Fantastic.
And I was like, yeah. And they're like, wow, I heard you talk about it, but I didn't think you'd really do it.
Yes.
There I am.
And here you are. And so you started, you said you launched in Silverton, downtown Silverton.
I did.
And had been there for how many years?
I was there 3.5 years.
Okay, so Silverton folks might remember that.
Oh, yeah.
And then you took the big leap to move closer to where you were actually living, right?
Yeah,
and you came
yeah.
into Rapid, and you were located for a little bit at the Reed Opera House?
Yeah, I tried to have two stores at the same time. That was insane, so
mm-hmm.
I had to let one go. It was sad, though, because Silverton was doing pretty well after 3.5
mm-hmm.
years.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I opened a new one. It was a big decision.
Yes, and so, but you've been at this current location right down on, it's on High Street, right two doors from the Elsinore Theater.
Mm-hmm.
You've been at that location for how long now?
15 months.
15 months. And so there's some things, there's some cost to doing business that I don't think the average listener here in Salem knows about. Just to have a storefront downtown,
mm-hmm.
there's some additional expenses
your
rent and your utilities. Talk to us a little bit about some of the I would call it red tape to opening a business, a storefront downtown. Talk to me a little bit about that.
There's a lot of people that don't realize that there's a downtown parking tax. And it's according to what type of business you have and the square footage you have. So if you have like JCPenney's, I bet they paid huge money for their big space. So I'm sure there's some kind of cutoff maybe, but everyone downtown, even offices, pay downtown parking tax. So that's you know how you park for 3 hours?
Uh-huh.
That's your business is paying for that.
Oh.
People don't realize it.
So basically your tax is paying for the monitoring to make sure that people
uh-huh.
are moving their cars and
we're paying
kind of
to
thing.
Get our own tickets.
oh, interesting.
Boy.
So it's not like you have a parking spot reserved and you can park there.
No.
Your people, it's just putting that money into the pool or whatever.
No, so actually the businesses either have to go find a parking spot that's comfortable for them to walk from. Because, I mean, it's not going to be right next to any really, I mean, unless your business is by a parking garage. But
mm-hmm.
you can pay for parking spots in the parking garages per month
mm-hmm.
or per year. I don't know. I always paid per month. But right now I'm sharing with Bearscat Donuts. They use their spot in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and they say, well, you can park in the afternoon because they're not there in the afternoon. So
that works.
I have
out
a business
good.
Sharing with me. It's $100 a month for that space.
And then you're paying the taxes quarterly on the parking taxes as a business? Is that?
Yeah, I went ahead and went quarterly.
Okay.
Because for me, for my little business, I'll tell you how much it is. It's $110 every 3 months.
And so that's based on probably the square feet that you have in
yes.
your store, the
yes.
storefront square feet.
Yes.
Incredible. So
I'm on the lowest level. That's the lowest level mm-hmm. that you
and
can
get. And that's the cost of doing business and one of the things that...
One.
And then when your business is shut down, you still have to pay this tax, right? You still have these costs.
Yeah, it still was there. They did not pull
mm-hmm.
it away.
Yep.
Another thing is like in my building, we have to have window insurance, which really scared me with, you know, the breaking of the windows in Portland. I was like, oh... If my windows break, I have to pay that copay,
mm-hmm.
right, to
mm-hmm.
if a window got broke. Because my windows were real messed up when I rented my space
mm-hmm.
that I'm in now.
Mm-hmm.
So they replaced 3 windows. So it's very expensive. They're very expensive windows.
Well,
windows are expensive.
And again, when we think about the businesses in Portland and what they've had indoor downtown, it's crazy. And there has been some stuff happening downtown Salem since the end of May. There has been
we had stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Macy's had their windows broke.
Mm-hmm.
The door to the downtown mall was broke. Ranch Records had its window broke, but they say that was a homeless person on the ranch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I know quite a bit of stuff because I'm downtown. I don't
right.
know everything, but I know a few things.
Well, and when we after we get through this break, I want to talk a little bit about the downtown culture and things. And so you've been there 14 months. You have such a great presence. You open up your door, usually put a little rack out front,
mm-hmm.
Usually have your signs
I'm
on
alive.
The corners, and you're bringing vibrancy to that street because there's been a lot of closed down. There's not been a lot of businesses open.
Oh,
on that street,
I have been alone this last few months.
Quiet.
It's a miracle I've made it through
mm-hmm.
it. We lost Table 508. Hopheads next to me closed down like last October.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a new neighbor coming
Yay,
in.
Yay, this is exciting.
Sister's Irish Bistro that was in the basement of the Reed Opera House that was already my
previous
neighbors in the Reed Opera House are my neighbors. They're coming in.
That's exciting.
Hopefully they're opening next month.
Of course, and this Irish girl is happy about that because, you know, we all like an Irish pub, right?
Heck yeah.
So you have a wonderful, unique atmosphere where you're located, and certainly there hasn't been a lot of activity at Elsinore because they're not open yet.
They're opening next month.
Are they?
Praise, yes.
Yes, that is so
exciting. Praise the God.
Yes. That'll be good because that'll bring in foot traffic as well
mm-hmm.
and visibility. And then the little bakery that you talked about is on the corner, right?
Bearscat. Me and Rice Time and Bearscat's been it. We even lost our salon on the other side. We had a salon.
Wow. Uh-huh.
It's gone. It's for rent.
Oh, my goodness. So there's a lot of transition going on downtown.
On my
on
street.
On your street,
mm-hmm.
on the high street, which is just right. If you want to know where it's at, you just keep going past the county courthouse. And it's there on the left. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Having a wonderful discussion with Rebecca. She owns the Trunk Downtown. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning, Salem. It's 47 degrees, and it's going to warm up nicely today, 61. A wonderful fall day in the forecast today. Maybe rain tomorrow. A little foggy outside, so as you go out and about, be prepared for that, and I think that'll burn off beautifully today. And we're continuing a wonderful conversation and talking about viability through COVID and keeping businesses alive in a sense. And I'll maintain, you know, coming up just right around the corner, not only is it the election, and I'm going to stop and camp there for a minute. Don't forget to fill out your ballot and take it down to the county courthouse. Get it in today. Don't mail it. It won't get there in time. So that's a little side note, but get that done. It's so critically important that you do that, okay? And then, so not only do we have the election on the 3rd of November, but then in a few more weeks, we have Thanksgiving. Now, Thanksgiving happens, and then there's what? Black Friday. And that's when everybody in the past has gone super crazy, berserk with shopping and getting up early and all of those things, right? Usually, typically at the big box stores. Saturday, then, is Small Business Saturday, where we really promote our local businesses and get out behind, shop local, get your gifts local. And then Monday is Cyber Monday. Ooh, Cyber Monday, you know, buy your stuff online. And this is the tradition of the last 10 or 12 years. And then that Tuesday is Giving Tuesday. It's the charitable. Now, my thinking is giving, it should be Giving Friday and everything else should come after that. But after the money is pretty much spent on all these other things, we'll do something charitable on the Tuesday after. But that's kind of what's coming around the corner. And that'll be on December 1st. So it's important that we get behind our small businesses and that we support local. And one of the best ways you can do that, if you don't know what to buy somebody, go and buy a gift certificate, either at a local restaurant or like at Rebecca's business. It's a resale shop. But I'm telling you, I'm going to give you a verbal picture, okay? When you walk in, and Rebecca's going to start giggling at me. I know she is. But when you walk into this place, it's an experience. It really is. It's sharp. It's trendy. You have a hard time knowing that these clothes have ever been someone else's treasure, really. their presentation is great. And what's neat about Rebecca is when you shop at her store, she kind of has this, it's like an emotional intelligence of what you like, your style, your vibe, what you like to wear. So if you're a listener out there, maybe you haven't gone shopping in a while and you're thinking you want something new or you want something for fall, when you go and spend time with Rebecca, she'll help you find that sweater or that dress or those shoes or that handbag, you know, the things that you're looking for. But not only that, she also has a wide assortment of jewelry. So you can also find gifts and things like that as well. Am I doing a good job describing your store?
I have new, used, and some vintage jewelry. I have an array of jewelry for I have a lot of jewelry.
Good. Yes. And we found something, a treasure from my stepdaughter for her birthday coming up.
Yeah,
that we
sure
were
did.
So excited to pop that in the mail to her.
Oh, nice.
For her birthday coming up. And it's just a great place. And it's neat. You put your whole everything into the store.
I do.
Your artisticness, your creativity, your financial, you know, it's on the line and everything. This is your how you live. This is your income.
It is.
You don't have any other side gigs going on. This is it, right? And you're the only employee. Sometimes you have people come in and help you, but you're it.
I'm it.
And so
I'm the buyer, the seller, the bill payer, the cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm everything.
Yep. And do the displays and all of that.
Yep.
And so when COVID hit, you know, you had a pretty good Christmas and January, February, and then March hit and COVID hit. Talk to me a little bit about your what you went through and your psychology of that experience. Talk to me about
that. Well, actually, business goes down in December for my business because people are out buying new stuff at Best Buy and, you know, all the mm-hmm. big box stores. So in March when it started to right before COVID hit, I'd already done what I'd done in February by the time COVID came around and they said, oh, you have to close. And I was like, oh, my gosh. So I'd started recovering from the few months that were like, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then I had to close. And I was like, whoa, so what am I going to do? I sat on my couch at home and I thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I put on my page, like a beauty salon does, that I am open to appointments,
mm-hmm.
and some people made appointments, and it did help me get through COVID. So I do appointments up to 8 o'clock at night at my store, personal shopping appointments.
Oh, that's excellent. And people like that individual attention anyway.
Yeah.
So it adds some value to what you're doing.
Yeah, and I'm still doing that.
And you were able to get through, but not have near the extra that you normally
no.
do. And near the, and there were weeks.
I wasn't gaining ground. I was surviving.
Mm-hmm. And there were days, maybe even weeks where you had no income. No one bought anything.
Oh, absolutely.
No one, it was just ghostly downtown.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Especially the more that the protests and the riots were going on. It scared people from the downtown area,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, it was terrible.
What kinds of help and resources have you been alerted to as a business owner?
Well, in I think late April or middle of April, I applied for the EIDL,
mm-hmm.
which is an advance. If you apply for like a loan, then you have to pay it back and you get so much money. I went ahead and just applied for an advance, and I did get a $1,000 help.
Okay.
It's $1,000 per employee. It's just me. So
that's
I got
part
1,000.
Of the national stimulus package that they came out with.
Distributed from the Small Business Administration.
Mm-hmm. And so that was an assistant, and that brought you a little bit of encouragement and help, you know, with
yeah.
the income loss.
Help me pay my
you
rent.
You know, and is there any way, you're kind of a numbers gal. Have you looked at maybe what you've maybe lost because of the close down and COVID at all?
Really haven't. I've just mm-hmm. been playing survival.
Yeah, on survival mode. And networking with the other businesses downtown, are you part of any kind of association or anything downtown that are just the kind of informal
association? I've been featured on downtown. No, not really. I mean, I was a chamber member. I kind of let that go for now. I honed up to just get through it.
Get through. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Did what I had to do to get through this, and I think I'm going to be okay.
Yeah, and you have a uniqueness to your shop that is like none other. And what did you win with the best of? What was your title?
Women's Clothing Store 2020.
Oh, that's incredible.
Which was really cool because I'm not new; I'm used.
Well, you're a unique place, and your peers have to vote for you. That's what's really cool about the best of.
You do get them to vote. Mm-hmm. I mean, you put it out there. And that's why I'm on social media. I'm like, hey, vote for me.
Yes. And how do they find you on social media?
Oh, I have a trunk page for Google, mm-hmm. Yelp.
Okay.
Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, so
Women's Resale.
Look her up, and she's got some pictures, and you feature items too,
yeah.
don't you?
Yeah.
Yes. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're featuring the trunk this morning, Rebecca and her wonderful business, and listening to her story brings inspiration and ways that we can partner with our local businesses downtown and help them get through this difficult season that we're in. We'll be back after this.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning, stepping on my way.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What a wonderful day indeed.
And I can feel the hope that's rising.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. Glad to have you along for this morning show, and we are enjoying our time together. It's 8:36, 47 degrees at the KSLM studio, and then it's warming up to 61 today. Want to say thank you to Dave and Paige Smith, Realty One Group, Willamette Valley, for their sponsorship of the morning show, ready to go above and beyond to serve you. Give Dave and Paige a call if you're looking for information and maybe you want to buy a home or some investment property. Give them a call, 503-939-7099. We're continuing on with the 40 Days for Life campaign through November 1st. They're having prayer rally right there at the Planned Parenthood on the sidewalk, encouraging you to join them for an hour or two from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. To find out more, go to 40daysforlife.com/Salem. And then coming up, very excited about this, on November 1st as well, there's going to be a prayer rally. We've put this information on our Facebook page where you can attend this prayer rally at the Ames Ranch in Turner. It starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And they're going to pray for our nation, our country, as we have the election right around the corner. So if that's something interesting to you, go to our Facebook page, KSLM Radio. And then Kicking Cancer is having their golf-a-thon on November 1st. Yes, yours truly, myself, will be trying to hit 100 golf balls. Hopefully we can get the target and I can get through it okay. I'm not much of a golfer. I've not done putt-putt golf since my kids were little. So this should be an adventure, but it's all for a great cause, and encouraging you, if you want to pledge so much per golf ball, or if you want to be on Team Stacey Ann and sponsor me, that would be fantastic. And go to kicking-cancer.org/golfathon. And we're continuing the conversation this morning with Rebecca. She has a business downtown called The Trunk. It's a resale, women's resale clothing store, and it's like a boutique. It's very, very unique, very creative space that is really fun, and you can buy high-end quality clothing pieces at, you know, budget prices, really. Is that a great way to explain that, Rebecca? And yeah. Rebecca, you know, you talked about COVID and the shutdown and how quiet it is and businesses that have shut down that didn't make it through this season. And here you are, you're championing through. We got through all of that. And then there were the wildfires. That was another thing that hit that people really affected. Was there much traffic downtown during the wildfires?
No.
What was going on down there? Because, you know, this Labor Day, did you have a busy weekend, Labor Day weekend, and then everything hit Monday and Tuesday?
I had a really good Saturday and Sunday. It was like, okay, that's great. I mean, you know, it was decent.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went ahead and took that holiday off, which was Monday. And the next day through that next Friday was a ghost town. But
right.
I did some work. You know, I just kind of kept going. I spent time in my store because it was more filtered air than my house.
Than at your house, yeah.
So I'd go down to my store and kind of enjoy my store because it was
better, cleaner air, right?
Cleaner air for craziness, but it was.
And that was such a crazy time because my daughter was here visiting and we were hoping to do some sightseeing and things. And I think before the fire hit, we got to come into your store and things. And she picked out a few items, which she was thrilled about. And then this hits and people just didn't want to go out because of the index was like off the charts. I mean, they couldn't even measure it. It was like beyond the highest levels. And that affects business, certainly. You
it
probably
was terrible.
Had like no business that week.
Yeah,
basically.
From that Tuesday to that next Friday was just, yeah, you don't even want to know. It was bad.
Well, the neat thing, though, that I know about you is that you didn't sit and worry and stress. You got involved. Talk to me what you did with the wildfires. What did you do with the families affected by wildfires?
I did get involved.
Talk to me about that.
I get shivers talking about it. It's cool. So I went through my store and I thought, I can help with this, you know. And I know lots of people did because when I went to donate, it was unbelievable amount of stuff in this warehouse. But I went and I dug through my stuff and I thought, I can give this, I can give that. And I took quite a bit of stuff down about 5:30, 6 o'clock one evening. It was too late to donate, but they were still there, so they took it. But I donated. And I felt really good about it down at the fairgrounds. I went to go give it. I gave them more stuff later, but they weren't there one night. And so I ended up giving some stuff to a church that gives stuff back away on State Street. So, yeah, I was trying to help with people being outside and what a horrible condition.
Yes. And so you rolled up your sleeve. Part of the solution, helping your community out here. You've been affected, and that was the beautiful part about the fires. I know several businesses got involved, got engaged. Several individuals donated money, donated clothes, donated things to the firefighters, you know, all of that. And it truly was the silver lining after all of this COVID shutdown and being away from everybody, seeing that momentum, the people coming together, the response was heartwarming to me. I know, and it, like you said, it gives you the chills to see all of the outpouring of support and help. And it's going to take some time. It's going to be some rebuilding. You personally had family members impacted by this. Talk to us a little bit about that.
I had about 15 different homes of my family being evacuated because I'm from Colton, Oregon. So Colton was evacuated. Molalla was evacuated. Scotts Mills. I have like a major, huge family that almost I mean, all those people left their homes. It was just crazy. Nobody lost their home, that was amazing because we were all surrounded by my family was surrounded by those fires.
Yeah, and got they were part of the solution too, and they dug in and protected their properties and got involved with the groups in Molalla that made
they
sure
did.
The riffraff stayed out and
yes,
you know, all of
and
that.
Scotts and Scotts Mills, my nephew. And my brother-in-law helped patrol at night to make sure people weren't coming into town.
Yes.
There was a big patrol thing that they just all kind of took shifts. And I'm very proud to say that they were in doing that.
And it is something that really impacts our community and impacts local businesses. And again, our theme this morning is really what can we do to get behind our local businesses and some ideas that I have as we move through the holidays and look for ways that we can gift. We need to give have our dollars, in a sense, impact our local community and support. Do you do gift certificates at your store?
I do. I have gift certificates, definitely.
Do you have other ideas to help me as a business owner, help other businesses in the community that we could talk with our listeners that we haven't mentioned? Is there any other way?
To help with the fires,
and
you mean?
Or just help them in their business. They're trying to stay open. What should we do as
There's quite a few different grants I've actually applied for some grants. I actually have received one. I mean, I'm going to receive one. I have to do the paperwork for it. But to keep open, there is grants through the city of Salem. I do believe it's like just downtown. I don't know if it's the downtown core, but I know that the liaison called me and she said, you should be applying for these grants, Rebecca. And so I did.
Good for you.
And I did get some help. It's definitely feasible to that's going to help me. And I'm waiting on another one. She said, apply for this, apply for that, and do that. She was really cool.
Okay.
Wow, what a great help.
Well, and that's probably the grant that we talked about, the City of Salem.
Yes.
Cityofsalem.net is where you can go and find out about the city grants that are going on. And as they're getting state funding and things to reallocate to local business owners, certainly the businesses that you go to, the mom and pop type businesses and restaurants, maybe you can make that suggestion when you go into these stores. To the owners, have you looked into that? Now, I had talked to one business, and I don't remember somebody, and just doing a touch in, how you doing? And I said, have you looked at grants and some of these things? And they said, we're doing fine. We don't need it. We're going to let someone else who needs it apply for that. And I thought that was really encouraging too.
Yeah, that was really great.
Yes.
The thing is, though, is people are scared to apply for grants because they think they have to pay them back. And these grants are not something you have to pay back, but you do have some rigmarole. You have to do some paperwork, and you have to do some finish-up paperwork. That's where I'm at now. And it's worth it.
Yes.
I mean, it's money that's given to me to keep my business going.
Right.
That's amazing.
Well, and in this day and age, getting the word out that you're one open, still open, and there are ways you can do that, certainly at no cost, really, by having a social media and Facebook pages and stuff. Would you encourage businesses that haven't gone that route to open up a Facebook page, a business Facebook page?
I learned something early on 7 years ago, and I learned this in college too, but what I really learned was free advertising is good advertising. It's free. Facebook is free unless you pay for advertising on it, and that's not even that bad. You can set your prices on that, so I do some of that, but Instagram is free. A Craigslist ad is free. Why wouldn't you have those out there to try to make your business better?
And let me tell you,
I have them out there.
And it's networking and word of mouth and letting people know and giving incentive to spread the good news and tag you in posts and things like that. All of those marketing tools are extremely important.
Absolutely.
And so how many followers do you have on Facebook? Do you know?
Almost 2,000.
Incredible.
I'm at 1,961. Last time I looked.
Wow, you have way more than we do here at the radio station.
What?
But we're building. We're building.
1,900.
Yeah, we're building our audience. When I started here, I think we had like 200 Facebook friends or followers.
I remember
and
those days.
Now we're over like 800, 900, something like that. So we're building our audience too. And it's a great network tool. It is. It really is.
No, it is. It is. And I like to keep my audience here in the Salem, Turner, you know, Jefferson, you know, here in our valley. But because when you do something from like Idaho, you know, maybe they'll buy something and ask to send it. But I like to keep my audience here.
Real local.
Here.
Yeah. Local. Now, if someone had, you know, you're different than a consignment shop. Let's explain that a little bit.
It's not so different.
You don't do consignment. You're a resell, but you don't do consignment. You're your own buyer.
I just actually took consignment off of my Facebook page because it's just making me batty. People call me and say, oh, I have clothes to consign. And I'm like, no, I am strictly resell. I do buy, sell, trade. I buy when the occasion rises that it's good stuff. And I do some trading.
Okay. So that's good to know if someone has some good stuff out there sitting in a bag or in a closet that could be repurposed. You may entertain the thought of looking at it, right? You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Having a great conversation with Rebecca. She's the owner of The Trunk, a resell boutique downtown Salem on High Street. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning.
Wake up to a brand new day this morning.
Good morning, Salem. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hi, I'm Stacy Ann. It's 8:50 in the morning on this wonderful Thursday. We're having a great discussion this morning about having a business downtown and kind of staying in a survival way and getting beyond survival to thriving, surviving to thriving mode. And as we move into the holidays, you had mentioned, Rebecca, that typically December is not a real good month, your type of store.
Not for what I do. Nobody's buying used stuff in December, unfortunately. It's not good.
One of the things I do notice that you have is beautiful, like, dinner dresses and special occasion type things and ideas, perhaps, if people are dressing up. I'm not a real big Halloween fan, but certainly some people are, and you have some ideas there for Halloween, and you have, like, if you have a special, it's going to be interesting in COVID with this additional lockdown through the second, you know, you think about Christmas parties and celebrations and the New Year's Eve even, you know, and getting together with everybody. It's like all year long, anything since February, anything we wanted to do as a group or celebrate or whatever has been impacted. And again, I'm going to kind of transition a little bit and get a little political because, you know, this is kind of a political show. But our elections have consequences, and who we elect in these positions locally all the way up to the nation influences our businesses. And certainly, I'm curious, have you voted yet?
I'm doing it today.
Woohoo! Yay!
I'm going to just take it into the to the courthouse, right, which is one half of a block from my store.
It's a nice stroll from where you're at, and we did it. In fact, we came by to see you when we did it. Yes, so we stopped
and
brought her some encouragement the other day, and we bought some things when we were there, some gift items, and I'm real excited to send them off to Madison in the mail. She lives in Kentucky, so she'll get a little gift in the mail. And so you voted, and what's the sense that you're hearing from other people about this election? What are you getting? Are you feeling like people think it's going to be more of the same, or do you think there's going to be some change? What's your gut feeling? Can you tell me anything about that?
Oh, I would love to say some stuff, but I have to be careful because I own a business. But I will say this. I'm going to vote for the right person.
That's good. Do you think people are going to want more of the same, though? I mean, are you thinking that they're just going to continue to keep voting the same types of people in? Or are they going to do something kind of different, do you think?
I don't know. When you talk
to people,
it's so hard to know what happens.
It is hard to know.
And somebody said it's a crap show.
Sorry. That could be. You know,
like,
it is.
I don't know. Somebody said that. I was like, huh, that's
interesting.
A good analogy.
Yeah. So what about, they've been talking about Oregon as one of five potential, in the capital city, five potential cities that could be affected on the outcome, like people causing protests and riots and things. Have you thought about that at all? I know. Not to scare you.
I need to watch the news.
Yeah, and keeping you alert and keep you aware of what, you know, those kinds of things, again, affect businesses downtown. And I remember right after the very first protest that turned into a riot, in fact, that's how we met, because it was that weekend, the very first weekend here in Salem, and a group of us, a few of us went down, and we were kind of vigils, praying and trying to have a wide-eyed, open understanding what's going on. And then that happened, and windows were broken, and businesses, and the Capitol had graffiti and all of this stuff.
Terrible.
So I went around on that Sunday and was going up and down the streets, just kind of praying and like, how did these downtown businesses survive what had just happened? And you were out front of your store with a couple tables, and you had a sign, "Free, come take." And again, that just so summarizes who you are in the aftermath.
I had a free day.
A free
on the
day.
31st of May.
Yes.
I gave everything away on the sidewalk, and I had three pieces of clothes left when I was done.
I know. And that was
fun.
I thought that just so summarizes summarizes who you are. Here on the other side of kind of a difficult time, you open up your store and you're giving things, you know, and being such a great leader in the community that way and willing
Thank
to
you.
Open up your store. And then out of that, I stopped because who doesn't like a good free sale, right? And I'm like, who is this lady? And you and I just struck up a friendship right there.
Yeah.
It was pretty much a blessing.
It was
so
nice.
So glad to know you and meet you. And you certainly have added value to my life, and Terry would agree too. And so a business owner, moving through the next few months, I encourage people to look for businesses like Rebecca's. Stop by and say hi to her. Talk to us about the size of clothing that you have, the kinds of clothing you have, and the time that we have that might pique some interest of our listeners.
All right. So I offer all sizes for all types of women. I have business attire. I have casual. I have hoodies, jeans, designer jeans. I have shoes, purses, accessories. I do new jewelry. I buy new jewelry. So I have some beautiful stuff for Christmas. Some mm-hmm. I get to pick it out.
Yeah.
I actually buy it on a wholesale site. So mm-hmm. I pick out what I think that I like. Right now I have some firefly earrings that are really cool. Mm-hmm. And I think they'll go really well at Christmas. Mm-hmm. That's a popular
thing. Item right now, yeah.
There's things that are popular, like frogs. And
owls.
Yes, mm-hmm. owls. Yeah, there's things, butterflies. There's things that you can, you know, that sell a little better than other things, peace signs mm-hmm. and things like that. So I get to online and get to buy. Like, mm-hmm. I thought to myself, oh, this is how people at big stores feel. Mm-hmm. No, not quite. But, hey, it was fun.
And you have a great assortment of plus size clothing, too.
I do. I have mm-hmm. plus size, up to size 26, 4X, and mm-hmm. I don't go much beyond that. Mm-hmm. It's not that easy to find that stuff.
Right, right. And so you have casual, like you said, or dressy. You also have some decorative items. Talk a little bit about the soaps, too, that you have.
Oh, yes. Super hey, smelling. Let's do that. I sell for Shower Tree soaps, and mm-hmm. she has an assortment of things upstairs. She has chapstick that she makes. It's all natural products. Mm-hmm. I sell soy candles for Lady Ada Independence, and her candles are really selling well for gifts mm-hmm. right now. They're mm-hmm. $8 for a 4-ounce candle, and you could actually come in and order more if you'd like. I can do an order from her for, like, gifts. I also sell flowered wreaths for mm-hmm. someone, and that she has some selected fall items in the store that you could adorn your door with or whatever. But, yeah, and I have selected decor in my store. I have some pictures, mm-hmm. whatever I find that I think is good.
Pretty cool that someone might want. Where are you located again?
I am at 142 High Street Southeast, Salem, by the Elsinore Theater.
Mm-hmm.
If you see the Elsinore, you can't miss me.
So, friends, if you're in Marion County, drop off your ballot and just keep on driving and stop by and say hi to
or
walk on down. And your Facebook page again is what?
It's the Trunk Women's Resale.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining the conversation this morning, Rebecca. It's so good to see you. Let's do this again soon.
Thank you.
Give us an update, maybe first of the year or so. What do you think?
All right.
All right.
Perfect.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Thursday and every day. Just delighted to be able to hang out with you today. Remember, over, under, around, or through, no matter what you're facing today, my friend, you and I, we're overcomers. We'll have this up on our website as a podcast. Be sure to share with your friends and family. And when you get some time, stop by and say hi to Rebecca at the Trunk. Have a great day, friends.